Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's President and CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Nakiso Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by PSCU Co-op Solutions, Trisend, Envisant, Typhoon, Bonafide, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU Next Gen.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2024 NACUSO Network here in beautiful Orlando, Florida. Look who we have in the studio lounge, two fine gentlemen here representing the credit union industry. Right next to me is Mr. Jeff Johnson from CU Answers. How are you, Jeff?
Outstanding. Thank you very much.
Appreciate the opportunity to be here. I'm glad you're outstanding on a bright and early Tuesday morning.
Looking forward to a great couple of days here in NACUSO.
It's actually really beautiful outside, so yeah. Made a good choice. And then none other than Mr. John Ainsworth from Bonafide. How are you, sir?
Always good to see you again. Always a pleasure.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad to see you as well. And things are going well at Bonafide these days.
We're doing good.
Give us a quick update on Bonafide.
We're still advanced. You know, our mission is to protect our members from experiencing fraud. And as you know, that's not a soft topic these days. The mission's still there. The passion's still there. Mm-hmm. And part of the collaboration here is part of the reason we're together. So we continue the torch.
Well, let's segue into the collaboration between Bonafide and CU Answers. So share with me from the Bonafide perspective. What's it all about? And then, Jeff, I'll let you share the CU Answers side of it.
So again, our mission is preventing member fraud, right? So that's what we've declared, and we've had other partnerships previously.
Yep.
And this presented a kind of a more immediate opportunity. We had already been working with some of the CU Answers clients mm-hmm. that had expressed interest. Mm-hmm. And as you know, the collaboration is the key part. How do you actually deploy it, integrate it, make it seamless, make it cost effective, fit for purpose? And so we'd already had some collaboration going on that you'll probably hear about, but that's how it started.
Okay. And Jeff, from the CU Answers point of view, what's the why behind this?
As a core data processing CUSO, recognizing a network approach to really solve some of the challenges. How can we positively impact 360 credit unions that we do business with every day? And Bonafide was a natural connection mm-hmm. when we talked about leveraging the technology. MFA is the hot word, that multi-factor authentication.
Oh, yeah.
As we talk about bringing fraud down, but highlighting that member experience.
Mm-hmm.
So the access within a reasonable time frame and a process mm-hmm. was really just saying, hey, here's a natural connection for us. As we bring those solutions to the market, had some really positive feedback from our institutions.
Oh, right on.
And it just made a natural one, too.
Very cool.
To be more than the factor.
So does this mean that MemberPass is being offered to all 360
institutions? Yeah, so we're bringing it into the network, and when we turn on or build a connection for something like that at CU Answers, it means it's available for all mm-hmm. of our credit unions.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
So as John talks about in Bonafide, several of those betas, it's really highlighting that, bringing it forward, and then allowing everybody in our network to take
it. What attracted you to that? I mean, obviously, it's a pretty cool technology.
How could you not be attracted to that?
It's a rhetorical question. I apologize. We already know the answer.
We all want to be with Jeff.
But I just want to get his take, John.
Very nice.
What's not to love there, right?
Honestly, as we talked about some disruptive on the technology, that solution, we talked about device registration and making that connection, be able to use it in a call center environment or leverage it for online or mobile banking, those multiple channels and delivering that same positive member experience
mm-hmm.
was hugely important to
us.
At a cost factor that made sense, at an interactive experience that made sense, and the technology was just tight.
It's so cool.
A, B, and a C really looked like a grand slam for us.
Yeah.
And our credit unions have been incredibly positive.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. There's such a huge cool factor here with this. And John, you want to add to
the evolution for us. You know, MemberPass was in the early days separate app, very member focused in terms of the actual technology. Kind of the advent of technology, we're still deploying a lot of that, but more actually in the partner side. So as a member, I just want to know it's more safe and secure. I don't care if it's whatever the technology might be. I just want to know you're keeping me safe. So MFA is the buzzword, biometrics the buzzword. Those have all been kind of part of it.
Sure.
But it's really like, how can we enable our credit unions to keep the members safe? And I think one stat that just kind of made me pause, it was out of $10 being spent for fraud prevention, $1 is for the member, $9 is for the credit union.
Oh my God.
I didn't even want to publicize it because I was like, that can't be true.
But
it's actually holding out. So how we can deploy or embed that technology to make it available to the member, but try to keep that friction low, that's always the dynamic. But we're after it. We're getting there.
You are. I know you. Yeah, you're never resting on your laurels,
there
Mr.
You go,
Ainsworth.
Buddy.
That's what we love about you. So share with me, have you had any feedback or anything like that from any of the credit unions?
Absolutely.
So far?
I'm huge positive feedback.
They're tickled and pink about this, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. And as we talk about leveraging it in those different channels, call center was big to begin with. So verifying the member on the telephone, being able to do it within the core, click a button, 3-second response at, you know, worst case scenario, and we're off to the races. Mm-hmm. That experience was huge and positive.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
No complexity, easy, yes, it's me, click, and away we go.
Well, because, I mean, as you well know, I mean, being a call center experience, I mean, a lot of times the members, they're kind of in a panic, you know, and they don't want to deal with jumping through 100 hoops, you know? They want to be on there in 3 seconds and get to their issue.
You got it. And that historical, do you remember your mother's maiden name? What's your passcode? Or what, you know, can you come up with A, B, C, or D?
Yeah.
And more often than not, it was a challenge.
Yeah.
This is clean and simple. We can enroll and register people through that and then go ahead and validate in the future. So that's been beautiful. And as we move from there on to mobile and desktop, credit unions have had nothing but glowing responses.
Wow. And so how long has this been in, how long has the partnership been going?
We probably started 6 months ago, looking at kind of the actual design kind of workflow embedding, just validating how there was actually a common problem.
Okay.
And again, the spirit of collaboration, you know, we knew there was something there. There were some other partnerships that started to kind of perk up. So probably about 6 months.
Okay.
We had our first kind of pilot deployment actually right before year end, kind of going through the pilot. So, but if you think about it, in the land of technology, 6 months is not that long.
Right.
I mean, a lot of providers talk 2 years, 3 years before you can actually even think about something like that. So it wasn't that long.
Okay. All right. So what's next? What's on the horizon for you guys? I mean, obviously, contact center is a major one here. What? Where else do you see it being used, Jeff?
Desktop and mobile is our next two and three, already in development.
Okay.
We're working on that right now and how that validation will continue forward using the same foundational technology. It's just embed. All of our credit unions use our online banking and our mobile app.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, it's another easy, simple deployment.
Yeah.
As we just roll that forward and talk about the different channels.
Very cool.
We'll start off with some initial specialty, the P2P and the A2A, that real-time movement of money.
Mm-hmm.
RTP and FedNow is just on the horizon for us. So we'll add that layer in there as well from upfront security. So we'll just continue to talk about that stack and let institutions make the risk and reward choice on when they want to activate it. But they'll have the tools available.
How does this benefit? I mean, we always talk about how this stuff benefits the member and how cool it is and everything, but talk to me about how it benefits the credit union, from the credit union side, from the staff side. You know, sometimes that's the message that doesn't get out there.
Oh, absolutely. And John, I'm sure you can take off on a lot of stats as well. Safety and soundness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk about the challenges of that real-time money movement, the convenience, and balancing that out for the institutional risk. And for us, saying, hey, for a few pennies, you can go ahead and get this validation, this extra layer of step in the process, which makes just a huge difference in what institutional overhead looks like from a loss mitigation standpoint.
Indeed. John, you want to add?
The only thing I would add is just the complexity of fraud attacks that are coming. You know, so yes, I've got, you know, techniques I'll use for contact center, right? So I'll use, I know these KBA answers because I've seen them off social media, so that's one attack. If I'm going to the branch, I've got a synthetic ID that I'm actually presenting. If I'm going in ITM, I'm scanning a fake ID.
Yeah.
And so if you think about the complexity of how do you fight fraud across multi-channels, that's just gamed up, I mean, significantly over the last year. So for a, you know, a credit union, being able to have kind of one strategy to go after those different channels, P2P payments, what have you. I think that's what's keeping them relevant. And as you know, I'm always in the future, so I'm spending a lot of time on quantum. It's coming. And so all of the dynamics,
right,
it's only going to get worse.
Yeah,
so I think
for
the credit union, trying to make sure they can fight fraud but still have that consistent workflow is the other part. Right. So I think those would be the main kind of points.
Yeah, we could go off on a whole tangent on quantum computing.
Next year.
Now my mind's really whirling.
Next year.
So speaking of next year, what's next for you guys? Obviously, desktop, mobile. Where else do you guys see this being?
You know, I think once we get that point done, it will be back to circle and say, hey, what is the next item on the horizon?
Yeah.
I mentioned RTP and FedNow. That's probably number four and five.
Gotcha.
We knock those off for 2025.
Okay.
And we'll see what else happens. The real-time money movement environment certainly isn't changing or slowing down by any stretch of imagination.
Yeah.
My biggest question would be, what have we invented by next year?
Yeah, I know.
That we have to go ahead and provide yet?
Yeah.
What's just around the corner?
Yeah.
So I think the flexibility of Bonify and the partnership or the way we've collaborated in this environment, it gives us that ability to go ahead and turn it on in different channels without having to re-engineer and start from scratch. And that's probably one of the things that we're most excited about at the network.
Well, I like how this is kind of marrying or coupling the convenience fact, the coolness of convenience, and then the security as well. I mean, when I look at Bonify and what you guys have done there, John, I see them both kind of intertwined. So, and that's pretty rare that that you have that. So
the only thing I would add is if I play out over the year, again, the collaboration, you know, as you know, there's a lot of other fintech partnerships that are emerging, and they need the different elements they have. So if you look at the combination of what we bring together, you're going to see three, you know, quad factor partnerships, collaborations come together.
Yeah.
Because we all have a component, and trying to basically do that individually, it just takes a lot of time, cost, and scale. So you're going to see more collaboration, which is why we're here.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of collaboration going on here, for sure.
A lot of collaboration going on, right?
Not only the Critics are collaborating, but all the CUSOs are collaborating as well, which is always a great thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, indeed. All right, gentlemen, anything else to add before we wrap up? Jeff, any final thoughts here?
Appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome.
Fun conversation. I look forward to sitting down and letting you know where we are next
year. All right.
Talking about some stats and how far we've come.
I'm going to hold you to that, sir. All right. And John, anything else?
No, ditto. Okay. Always good to see you.
All right. Good to see you guys as well. Keep up the good work, all right?
Thank you much. Make it a great day.
Nakiso Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by PSU Crop Solutions, Tricend, and Visit, Typhoon, Bonify, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU NextGen.
Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.